This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. During the pandemic, the Public Education Department required school districts to offer online learning options, but that won't be the case this coming school year. Still, some students may prefer it. The state launched a program Wednesday to expand access to online classes in districts with limited resources. The Virtual Course Consortium allows school districts and charter schools that don't offer remote learning to partner with those that do. Gwen Perea-Warnament is a deputy secretary at the Public Education Department.
With several districts and charter schools that already have virtual programs. So how might we create a network by which they support other districts and other schools?
Here's how it'll work. A student who wants remote learning that's unavailable in their school or district can take virtual courses at another district as long as both are members of the consortium, which is free to join. The student's district pays the one hosting the virtual classes $375 for each course the student takes. Consortium members who have a student taking online classes elsewhere will continue to receive the state funds that they get for each of their students and will provide them with resources like counseling and meals. Perea-Warnament says virtual students will also be able to take consortium classes that their school doesn't offer.
The idea is, as it grows, it becomes very supportive to open access to a variety of courses and very beneficial to some of our rural districts.
The Public Education Department provided $2.5 million for schools willing to build out their online options to get the network started. There are currently 7 schools listed in the consortium's directory. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones. There is no deadline for districts to join the consortium. Find out more online at KUNM.org.